Welcome to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast brought to you by Torch Technologies. In this podcast, you will learn about all things Torch, from its history to its culture, employee ownership, commitment to the warfighter, our community involvement, and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and stay connected with Torch by following us on all your social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Welcome back to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Today, I sit down to talk with Daryl Trousdell, the project manager of the Advanced Viz Labs here at Torch Technology. Thanks so much for joining me.
Happy to be here.
So before we dive into the topic of Symvana, I want to talk a little bit about your journey to get to Torch. Talk a little bit about when you first joined Torch and kind of how your journey here has grown over the years.
Yeah, I came here in June of 2011, so I'm coming up on 13 years.
Wow.
You know, I was enjoying a good career at another contractor here in town. We lost a contract during a recompete. And so it was kind of a bad time for me at having to change companies.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the company where I was at. And so after about 30 minutes with Bill Rourke, he really convinced me that this is a place for me and invited me to the party. And it's been quite the party.
Yeah. 13 years later, you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting. So with the topic of Symvana, there's a lot to talk about. Talk a little bit about how Symvana came about to begin with and what Symvana does.
Sure. So the Advanced Viz Lab here at Torch, it was born about 5 years ago to advance spatial computing technologies into our customer base.
Okay.
At the time, I was a long supporter of a weapon system where we were asked to investigate virtual training capabilities and how that might offset some requirements, some high-cost requirements on trainers they had at the time. And so we were able to quickly, with a small amount of research and development dollars, build a demonstration for them and prove that it could be done. We really didn't intend on doing it.
Wow.
We were just doing a technology evaluation. And so the customer liked what we did so much, they funded us up for a five-year program, and we basically built out a complete weapon system utilizing spatial computing technologies.
Wow.
Available from the gaming and entertainment industry.
Yeah.
So we're a lab currently with about 30 software developers, game designers, 3D artists, and we're capable of building just about any sophisticated piece of equipment, whether it's military or commercial.
Wow.
For any use. Training is one of them, but there's many other uses.
Yeah. So the training element and the DoD side is what sort of spawned Symvana to begin with. But like you said, there's a lot of different areas in which now y'all are kind of have your hand in. Talk a little bit about the next area that y'all would kind of transition into at a DoD, which is the anesthesiology practicing. And I think there's 128 different lessons that people can go through and learn. Talk a little bit about how that process and all that came about.
So this is very much a story of technology transfer. It was built and established using DoD dollars, but we even continued to invest Torch dollars beyond that to get it into the medical and commercial side of things. And so since we started the development, we've developed actually 180 mastery lessons. So you
Wow.
can take a headset anywhere in the world, download our software from the cloud, and learn how to use an anesthesia machine and work in an operating room and
Wow.
push drugs and understand how to do that.
Yeah.
There's the 180 lessons, and of course, there's very complex simulations on the other side of that where patient safety is big. So we want to be able to put students and residents in these difficult situations and have them work their way out of them.
Yeah.
We call it high impact, low frequency events.
Okay.
And so, again, those are very important, especially in areas like rural areas where hospitals don't see those kind of events very often. And so it really levels the playing field and allows everyone to be trained at the same competency.
Yeah, because I was noticing after every lesson or every section, there's that example problem solving that they have to do that's like using that skills from that lesson.
Right.
The website was very unique in how it showed you all the different sort of lessons and the challenges and all of that that's there. How did you go about building something like this for the anesthesiology element and then go out to then sell it to people to use? And like, where are the areas in which Symvana is then kind of showcasing this new technology that it's created?
Well, we're very fortunate. We have a great partner. As many scientists and engineers that we have at Torch, we don't have any anesthesiologists or CRNAs.
Yes.
So this was all born with a short conversation with my neighbor.
Okay.
Who is a CRNA and is connected into the industry. His name's Peter Stallo.
Okay.
And so he's been a wonderful partner with us to understand the industry and understand the subject matter.
Yeah.
So we married him up with the software developers and the experts, you know, in how to do this.
I actually build it. Because like he can say, hey, here's what we want to see and here's what would be useful for us in our field. And then partnering it with the people at Symvana and saying, hey, I can create that with my knowledge of software programming and game development and stuff.
That's exactly right. And actually, we're currently in 15 schools right now. And so we push the software out and we get lots of feedback from the faculty and the students on, hey, it'd be nice if you have these other things that we can do. And so Peter's got us a long ways toward getting us to that point.
Yeah.
But we continue to develop and continue to make it better. And I see just a wonderful future in that as the technology is moving very quickly, the headsets are getting more capable, the game engine platforms that we develop on are much more powerful. We just see lots of opportunities for improvement even beyond what we have now.
Yeah. And with it being a software, like as you're able to give this to distribute this out to the schools, like you said, you're able to then update it on y'all's end and they're not having to then send things back and give the new hardware. The hardware is relatively staying the same as the software itself that you're able to continuously update. And I would assume too, as the hardware itself becomes more capable, there'll be different iterations on what you recommend. I think I was looking on the website and it's the MetaVision sort of things that y'all are offering. And it's either Symphony itself can purchase the equipment for you, or you can purchase the equipment on your own sort of thing. So that, like, I bet that's going to continue to develop and continue to increase its capabilities too.
Certainly as the technology is more adopted to the world, there's more and more people who just have headsets at home. They bought them for their kids, they're playing games on them, but now they can pick up that same headset, purchase our software and be training in their living room.
Yeah. And so the anesthesiology side of it continues to grow. And one of the newest use case for Symphony has been onboarding of nurses. Talk a little bit about how that all came about and sort of what need Symphony is trying to solve.
So, you know, we have a close partnership with Huntsville Hospital System. Bill's helped us create that collaboration with them. And recently we embarked on the opportunity to help them tackle onboarding nurses. This high cost of onboarding several hundred nurses annually.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, any hospital system
has that same
problem. Right?
Yeah.
And so since we've gotten very good at building digital twins of sophisticated medical equipment like IV pumps and defibrillators and all the things that nurses have to learn how to use, the hospital have to make sure they know how to use their special equipment and their special procedures, we can lever the investments that the government's made on the training platform, what we've invested, our research and development dollars, and into these other use cases.
Yeah.
Huntsville Hospital is one that is very recent, and there are many others that we are investigating that could we lever that platform.
Yeah. And I would assume too, just as the hospitals could use the software for their onboarding, schools could also use it for their nursing students getting ready to get into the field. So like if these nursing students want the experience without actually being in the operating room or being in the hospital themselves, this kind of gives them the experience before they get into the hospital system wherever they might go.
That's exactly right. Last year, in a collaboration to get to the point that we are now, we invested some of our own research and development dollars and built a proof of concept. And we did that with Huntsville Hospital, Drake State, and UAH.
Wow.
Okay, so to your point, they can utilize that software as well. Huntsville Hospital they collaborate with all the schools locally that have nursing programs. And so it's a collaboration amongst the schools and the system.
It's like getting into the Huntsville Hospital up into that collaboration kind of opened the door for a lot of different other opportunities for Symphony.
Yes.
And so I think it's unique, and I think maybe some of the employees potentially listening to this episode of Torch might not understand is sort of Symphony is a part of the whole structure of Starfish and Torch. So what's happening at Symphony is ultimately impacting what's the Torch employees are going to be able to see down the road too.
That's right. So Symphony is a third sister company, Torch Technologies, Freedom Real Estate, and now Symphony. And so it's a legitimate company. It has revenue.
Yeah.
We're very early. We're 1 year old. So we're certainly not at the level of Torch Technologies or Freedom Real Estate, but we do see a lot of growth and a lot of growth potential, not only in the United States, but across the world.
Wow.
And not only for Symphony, but many other products, use cases that could lever this same training platform.
Yeah. Because I mean, the Advanced Viz Lab is doing a variety of different things. Like Symphony is one of the things, but there's a lot of things that are happening within that lab itself that you're able to kind of have your hand in a little bit that has future impacts that maybe down the road we'll have you back on the podcast talking about too.
It certainly could be other products. One thing that's happening in the past 6 to 8 months to a year that is very encouraging is that other customers within our Torch family who need spatial computing products for their existing customers are coming to us to help them build these products that can just like the trainer for THAAD, there's just multiple opportunities in the DoD space to extend and develop these same type of products, some trainer, some not. But so we're happy to support our friends within the company.
For sure.
And they don't have to build up this infrastructure of an advanced phys lab, right? Mm. We can quickly respond to their needs without the risk of hiring and setting up a complete new infrastructure.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as we were recording this in April of 2024, what do you see the rest of 2024 looking like for Symvana? And do you see any other potential use cases for the VR training happening in the next, 8 months?
So we're very busy with Symvana Anesthesia. We're currently at about 10% market share in the United States. And so we're focused on getting this product in every school in the United States. That's our goal.
Perfect.
And so while we're doing that, we're starting to have international interests. And so we're not focused on that, but we're not ignoring it either. Mm. And so that is our 100% focus, is to build out what we plan for as far as the content and to market and get it into schools, I'd say for 2024 and for 2025.
Okay.
As we're doing that, as we talk to the schools, it's interesting to get responses of how can you lever this into a whole different field? Maybe it's not anesthesia. Maybe it's and there's a number of different medical devices and processes and things that you could use this product for.
As Symvana's being able to kind of put its hand in multiple different things, I bet the opportunities that come y'all's way of other areas, I mean, it's not going to slow down anytime soon. You're going to continuously find new use cases for the software that Symvana has. And being able to use those, the actual experience that you've already created once and kind of replicate it and use it for multiple different cases is huge. We always end our episodes by asking the employees, as obviously the name of the podcast is the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast, and Bill challenges the employees that it's up to them to keep our dream alive. What does that mean to you and the work you're doing with Symvana here at Torch?
So as I get toward the end of my career, I'm very encouraged with the people that work for me, my team. I really see what Bill's put in place. It's inspired me, and I see it inspiring all the people that support me.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's the dream, as it goes from generation to generation and we stay in business for 100 years or longer.
Yeah. And I think, you know, conversations like this, educating the employees on things like this, is going to allow that next generation of leader to come in and say, hey, I know the shoes I have to fill. I know what the expectations are. I know what the goals are as a company, as an organization, as a ESOP. I know what that looks like, and I want to be here forever. And so I appreciate you taking the last little bit talking about Symvana. I'll have you back on the podcast in a year or so. And I think hopefully Symvana is continuing to grow and continuing to be impactful. If you're listening and you want to find out more about Symvana or more about Torch, we'll have the links in the episode notes. But I thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen and stay connected with us on social media for news and updates surrounding the company. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it.